Good morning. Thank you for joining Goddess Keys Podcast, your host Keisha. Today's conversation is, when are you going to choose you? When are you going to choose you in life? When are you going to put you first? When are you going to start loving you? A lot of us have been conditioned to put other people first. You put your family first, you put your husband first, you put your kids first, you put your education first, you put everything first except for you. But I really, 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 really want to focus on relationships, just real quick. When are you going to stop choosing the person who's not choosing you? People know what they want in a partner, somebody they want to be with. People know. But a lot of times, people are very selfish. Maybe they don't want to hurt your feelings. That's why they just can't be upfront and honest with you. Maybe they're afraid of your reaction. Whatever the case may be. If a person is not verbally communicating to you that they don't want to be with you, but they still continue to be with you, but it's only by you reaching out to them, such as calling them, hitting them up first, inviting them out, that is an indicator. They're not choosing you. If they're not calling you to want to be around you, to hang out with you, or just to tell you flat out, I want a relationship with you, I want to be with you, stop choosing them. That is a painful place to be in life, is to chase someone who doesn't want to be with you. You know, that person could be in your life for all the wrong reasons. You are genuinely loving this person. You are genuinely committed to wanting to connect with this person, you know, to be there for them. But their agenda could be totally opposite of yours. Their agenda could be to get money out of you, or to get a ride, or sex, or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, they really don't want you. They just want what you can provide for them. And we all have what's called an intuition, an inner knowing, a gut feeling. But because when we were young, we were conditioned to ignore our gut feelings, which is a form of self-betrayal. We were conditioned to ignore that and to put other people ahead of us. And we take that conditioning to our adult life. And we self-betray because there's a reward from self-betrayal. And the reward is being temporarily validated, or avoiding criticism. So we'll override our inner GPS for a temporary gain of being validated, or a temporary connection with somebody, or sex, which is a form of connection. But at the end of the day, the other person's actions will show you how much they're invested, or the lack thereof, their action. There's only 2 months left in this year. Do you honestly want to take this toxic relationship into a whole nother decade with you? Don't you want a fresh start? Don't you want to have a new vision for your life? 2020 vision? Don't you? Don't you want to be your best self? Don't you want to feel good about yourself? There's over 7 billion people on this earth. Why are you hung up on one? That's a question that you really have to sit down with yourself and unravel. Why are you hung up on this one person? What is it that this one person is doing for you that's keeping you intoxicated? What is it that this person is doing for you? What are you getting from it? What are you getting from being ignored? What are you getting from not being put first? Ask yourself this, what are you getting out of it? See, self-love will require you to have an honest dialogue with yourself. Self-love will require you to take an honest look at your life, at the situation, at the person. Knowing thyself will have you doing introspective work. Because see, there's something deeper that's going on within you that you have to get to the bottom of. You got to get to the root of it. Why are you choosing this person? Is it unfinished business from your childhood? Is it something you need to go back in your childhood and look at? Are you trying to get love from a parent that you never got? See, a lot of times we're not chasing the person. We're chasing what that person represents to us from an unhealed wound deep within our soul. See, let's just say his name is Tommy or her name is Sarah. See, Tommy and Sarah, they have no idea why you keep holding on to them. They know that they don't want you. They know that they're not showing up for you. But you're still hanging around. And when you do that, you're teaching that person to disrespect you. Because they know you're not going anywhere. What is it that's inside, deep down inside of you that needs healing, that needs attending to? You're broken and you're looking for someone to come in and save you and fix you, to take your mind off of your pain. You're looking for a distraction. If I can just get him, if I can just get him or her, it's just going to make it all better for me. I'm going to be happy if I can just get him or her to just see me, just to see my worth, to just love me, to be there for me, to want me. But that person's never going to give you what you're wanting. And a lot of men know when you don't love yourself, and they will use and abuse you because you're wide open. That wound is wide open. And they know if they can give you a temporary Band-Aid over this gaping wound, they know that that'll be enough to suffice your craving for them. Just a little bit of attention. Just some sex, or I'll take you out, or just a little of attention, because they know that's all you want is attention. They'll give you just a little bit. And then when they leave you, you're back at square one. When are you going to choose you? When are you going to recognize that you don't love yourself, baby? That you're worth more than what you're accepting. But that only comes from within. You got to recognize your divinity. You got to recognize that you are God. Your essence is God. And that you are a powerful being. You are a powerful creator. That underneath all this pain, this unhealed pain, this wound that you have that's so deep, underneath all of that, there's love. There's self-worth. There's self-respect there. But you gotta go inside. You gotta turn inward. You gotta turn inward. No one or nothing will save you, fix you, or heal you until you do that for yourself. So thank you for joining this podcast. It was a pleasure. And as always, self-love is the best love there is. Have a good one.